Trump is telling a massive crowd now that on day one, he's going to have the busiest day ever for any president. And he's going to do it by executive order. Because, you know, we all want to have rule by executive orders, don't we? It worked out so well for us in his first term. Every one of these presidents and every successive one, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, they all have executive orders. And they all have more executive orders than their predecessor. And so he is saying that by executive order on day one, I'm going to save the whales. I'm going to get rid of offshore windmills. Okay. Well, there's so many different things that he could do, isn't it? Why don't you on day one say that you're going to get rid of the Paris Climate Accord, which was put in by your predecessor, Obama, and you didn't get rid of it. And you didn't call for it to come up for a vote in the Senate, because it is a treaty and it needs to be ratified by the Senate. Maybe you could do that, except that you're a demagoguing liar politician. You're not going to do anything about the fundamental issues here. You're not going to do anything about the Paris Climate Accord. You're going to tell people you're going to save the whales. This is a guy who doesn't want to save the babies anymore, right? Save the baby whales. He's going to save the whales, but he doesn't want to save the babies because that's too politically expensive for him anymore. And then, as I said before, he's out there projecting about how Biden is supposedly the lockdown king, when he was the one who did all this stuff. Nobody had ever done anything like that before. All of the lockdowns and the you're not essential stuff and everything, that was all a Trump precedent.
The left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all
like of Like you did, lunatic.
Fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming. Gee whiz, you know what else is coming? An election. They want to restart the COVID hysteria so they can justify more lockdowns, more censorship, more illegal drop boxes, more mandates.
Which you did. You did that the first time.
Dollars in payoffs to their political allies heading into the 2024 election. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, sounds like what you did.
These are sick people we're dealing with. But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words. We will not comply.
So with the Constitution.
Think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not.
You did all of that.
Lockdowns.
You did all of that.
We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates.
Unbelievable.
The 2020 election. And now they're trying to do the same thing all over again by rigging the most important election in the history of our country, the 2024 election, even if it means trying to bring back COVID. But they will fail because we will not let it happen. When I'm back in the White House, I will use every available authority to cut federal funding to any school, college, airline, or public transportation.
He knows how he did it.
That imposes a mask.
It was with funding. He paid for them to do it.
Thank you very much.
See, this is what the MAGA people can't get through their thick skulls. He paid the airlines and the schools and everybody to do the lockdowns that he told them to do. He is such a sick, disgusting liar. Just unbelievable. And then show this picture, Travis. Trump's big gun entourage torches the merits of the sham business records trial outside the courthouse. Now, it is a sham trial, but look at these guys. This is the red tie brigade. They're all dressed exactly alike. They've all got a gray suit and a red tie. Now, I like red ties, but I try not to wear one every single day. But here we are. You got Ramaswamy and you got Doug Burgum and everything. The red tie brigade, because it is a beauty contest. You know, it's kind of like, you know, if there were women, they'd be there in a swimsuit, I guess. But since they're men, they're all wearing their red Trump tie. And they're all defending Trump at this courthouse, as if he needs any defense. Look, it's a rigged process. They'll probably find him guilty and he'll probably overturn it on appeal at some level, because it is a rigged process. And the rigged process, they're probably going to get a conviction and then they will overturn it. But it's really just about creating a big reality TV show. This salacious, you know, Trump and his women show, you know, it's like, which they always do. So they're all in a beauty contest to see who's going to be awarded Mr. Trump Veep, you know, and runner-up Trump Veep. They're all there and, you know, shilling for him. And, of course, Johnson was there yesterday as well. But when we look at Doug Burgum, as I mentioned earlier, he is a special case. And many people believe that he is going to be the pick. He's going to be the pick, not because Trump is going to try to do something to in a DEI sort of way, you know, get Tim Scott because he's black, or Kristi Noem because she's female, or somebody else now that she shot her dog and bragged about it. But what Doug Burgum brings to the contest is very simple. Lots and lots of money. He's a billionaire himself. And of course, Kristi Noem and Doug Burgum, as I said earlier in the show, and Trump and the CEO of this pipeline scam to extract CO2 out of the air and to pump it across the country at great expense and into the ground and the Dakotas at great expense. What an unbelievable boondoggle this is. And yet they're all tied up in it. And so for all those reasons and for all of Doug Burgum's big cash and everything, that's what everybody believes is going to happen. And again, I'll put up that report on Rumble since you can't see it for some reason. And we'll see what happens when we repost it. But Daniel McCarthy is not the only one. I'm not the only one. Harry Hound thinks it's going to be Doug Burgum. I think it will be as well. And Daniel McCarthy, writing at WND, says Donald Trump really knows how to run a talent show. He really knows how to run a reality show. He's had beauty contests. This is a beauty contest. He's had The Apprentice. This is like The Apprentice. You know, it's these vice presidential candidates. He said, and it's kind of interesting because, you know, and he's very sympathetic to Trump. He likes Trump, unlike me. He says, nobody's going to watch these reality TV shows if you don't have a competition that is credible. So he plays up the competition. Folks, this is what's going on with the entire election between Trump and Biden. You know, the winner has already been chosen by the powers that be. They want you to watch this. They want you to focus on this because they don't want you to focus on your own life. They don't want you to focus on your own community, your own state, where you could actually change things. No, you need to be caught up in the presidential reality show. And he's going to pick this guy just like RFK Jr. picked, a Google billionaire by marriage to be his running mate as well. And he talks about this. He says, it is kind of interesting. You know, when you look at Doug Burgum, he's a nothing. He had so little support that he offered $20 gift cards if he gave him a dollar donation. Remember, I reported that. People said, that's got to be a scam. It's not a credit card scam. He did that. What they said was, you have to have a certain number of unique donors in order to be able to participate in the first debate. And they had a similar thing for the second debate. And he had, it only cost him like $1 million is nothing to him. $1 million in presidential politics, especially for somebody who's already independently wealthy billionaire, that's nothing at all. So he paid up $1 million to get into the debate. And you could have a piece of that if you sent him a $1 donation or more, he would send you back $20. And that's how he got in. And he had to do that because nobody cared about him. He had to buy his way in. And he'd probably buy his way in as Trump's running mate as well for the same reason and in the same way. And even with that, after the first one or two debates, he couldn't hack it. And so he had to drop out. Even buying his way into the debate wasn't going to work for him. And so it truly is about money. As I said, look, you could have... he'd have Tim Scott to get the black vote, or Marco Rubio to get the Hispanic vote, or, you know, a woman to get more. But what does Doug Burgum bring? Money. Lots of it. Money. This CO2 gas lighter project is the real issue. The financial angle. Just like RFK Jr. RFK Jr.'s running mate is an empty suit. And so is Burgum, quite frankly, even though he's the governor there. Biden once slammed Trump's China tariffs, and now he's building on them. That's right. Left, right, left, right. Yeah, he built on Trump's lockdowns. He built on Trump's 6-foot magic distance, Trump's masks. He built on Trump's vaccine. As a matter of fact, he even built on Trump's vaccine mandate. Trump had put in the mandate for the military. It was going to kick in at exactly the time that Biden's mandate kicked in. How did they know? How did they know? Yeah, we all knew. And I talked about it at the time. America, America, America.
David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.